This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We offer a warm welcome to each of you from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Stephen Kramer will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Jesus Christ came to be the Good Shepherd in our lives. I invite you to join us as we take a look at life with the Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name, and trust him wholeheartedly in all circumstances. In his precious name we ask this. Amen.
Leadeth me, why is on and he leadeth me.
Our reading today is from John's Gospel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 22. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Here ends our reading.
Wide open are thy hands, paying with more than gold the awful debt of guilty men forever and of old. Ah, let me grasp those hands that we
Dear friends, life does have its anxious and fearful moments. And when they occur, we sometimes find ourselves anxiously thinking, what will happen if? For instance, the 10-year-old moving into a new town, walking into that new school, wonders to herself, what will happen if I don't make friends here? Or the high school graduate getting ready to enter college might wonder, what will happen if I can't make the grades here? Later on, that same individual might ask the question, what will happen to me if after I graduate, there's no job for me out there? Because there aren't many jobs. Or the person in the corporation that's downsizing wonders, what will happen if I lose my job? Or how about that person in the hospital battling a serious illness, wondering to himself, what's going to happen to me if I don't get better? Recently, I was listening to a wife of an American soldier talking about the anxiety of having him stationed in Iraq. What will happen if he gets killed over there? Life does have a way of making us feel insecure and alone and afraid. As we face those moments, our Lord has a good word for us today. Jesus was being questioned in Jerusalem by some of the skeptics about his identity. He had announced earlier on in this chapter that he was the Good Shepherd. Now they tracked him down and asked whether he was the promised one they had been waiting for. He told them, I've told you through my works, but you don't believe because you don't belong to my sheep. And then Jesus went on to describe the life that is promised to those sheep who belong to him. First of all, Jesus points out that he knows me, that I'm just not another name in the book, a faceless figure, but he knows me as the shepherd knows each of the sheep in his flock. Jesus, at another time, told a parable about a shepherd who had 100 sheep, and at the end of the day, one of them turned up missing. He dropped everything and went looking for that one sheep. When he found it, he threw it up on his shoulders and carried it home and had a great party celebrating the fact that he'd found this sheep. Another time, Jesus said, you're of more value than many sparrows. Even the hairs in your head are numbered. Jesus pointed out that he cares about each one of us. And he knows us and wants to have a personal relationship with us. I heard someone say one time, if Jesus had a wallet, your picture would be in it. And I like what the writer of Hebrews has to say about how much Jesus knows us when he points out that we have a great high priest in Jesus who sympathizes with us in our weaknesses because he's been there. He's gone through the things that we go through. And so we can turn to him confidently and call upon his name, knowing that he knows us and he knows what we're going through. But the statement that I'm taken with in this particular passage is when that good shepherd Jesus says, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. I love that picture. Christ holding us in the palm of his hand. I'd like to take a closer look at that hand for a few moments. What does it look like? Well, first of all, that hand has a hole in it. It's a nail-pierced hand. That hand communicates to us the depths of his love for us. That good shepherd laid down his life for you and me. And that hole in his hand reminds us that he loves you. And he wants to have a relationship with you. That he went to great lengths to make you his own. He went to the cross as a payment for our sins so that we might be forgiven and become children of God. That kind of love tells me that there are no boundaries or limits to the love that Christ has for me. That hand is a big hand. When I think of that big hand of Christ, I'm reminded of my grandfather's hands. He was one of the most generous people I've ever known. He was always handing me things. For instance, when I was a senior in college, Grandpa called me into his kitchen one day when I was home from school on break, and that hand of his pushed a set of keys across the kitchen table towards me. And he said, "Steve, you're a senior in college. You need a car. Here, I want you to have mine." Well, listen to this. Christ's hand has pushed a wonderful gift towards you and me, something far more valuable than anything the world has to offer. Listen to his words when he says, "I give my sheep eternal life, and they will never perish." He made good on that promise when he died for our sins and rose again from the dead on that first Easter morning. And he promises those of us who trust in him, "Because I live, you shall live also." I love that passage where Jesus said to his disciples who were afraid, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare that place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way I'm going." And Thomas, one of the disciples, said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by me." That hand is a big hand, offering us a big gift, eternal life with our Father in heaven. And finally, that hand is strong. It's a strong hand. As we hear Jesus say, "No one will snatch them out of my hand. No matter what happens to me in this life, Jesus holds on. When I'm sick, he's holding on to me. When I'm facing adversity, Jesus holds on. As I face death, Jesus still holds on. The grave may come my way, and you can be certain that it will. But for those of us who trust in Jesus Christ, it's simply a graduation time. A place is prepared for us in our Father's heaven, and nothing can snatch us away from the loving hand of Jesus Christ, not even death. Helmut Thielicke, the German theologian, wrote in one of his books, "As the sailor Gorch Fock wrote to his relatives, 'If you should hear that our cruiser has been sunk and that there are no survivors, don't cry for me. The sea in which my body sinks in is only a puddle in the hollow of my Savior's hand. Nothing can snatch me from that hand.'" What a gift! Paul exclaims in Romans 8, "I'm convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord." Dear friends, this past month I have conducted 4 funeral services in my church, and I'm presently keeping vigil with 2 other dear families whose loved ones are gravely ill. What a relief and a joy it is to be able to come alongside of them and remember with them the story of the risen Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd, who promises his sheep eternal life, and that not even death can separate us from his love. I read a wonderful story a while back that I want to share with you today about Dr. Billy Graham. In January 2000, leaders of Charlotte, North Carolina, invited their favorite son, Billy Graham, to a luncheon. Billy initially hesitated to accept the invitation because he struggles with Parkinson's disease. But the Charlotte leader said, "We don't expect a major address, Dr. Graham. Just come and let us honor you." So he agreed. After wonderful things were said about him, Dr. Graham stepped to the podium, looked at the crowd, and said, "I'm reminded today of Albert Einstein, the great physicist who this month has been honored by Time magazine as the man of the century. It seems that Einstein was once traveling from Princeton on a train when the conductor came down the aisle punching the tickets of each passenger. When he came to Einstein, Einstein reached in his vest pocket. He couldn't find his ticket. So he reached in his other pocket. It wasn't there. So he looked in his briefcase, but still couldn't find it. Then he looked in the seat by him, and he couldn't find it. The conductor said, 'Dr. Einstein, I know who you are. We all know who you are. I'm sure you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it.' And Dr. Einstein nodded appreciatively. The conductor continued down the aisle punching tickets. As he was ready to move to the next car, he turned around and saw the great physicist down on his hands and knees looking under his seat for his ticket. The conductor rushed back and said, 'Dr. Einstein, don't worry. I know who you are. No problem. You don't need a ticket. I'm sure you bought one.' Einstein looked at him and said, 'Young man, I too know who I am. What I don't know is where I'm going.'" Billy Graham continued, "You see the suit I'm wearing? It's a brand new suit. My wife, my children, and my grandchildren are telling me that I've gotten a little slovenly in my old age. I used to be a bit more fastidious. So I went out and bought a new suit for this luncheon and one more occasion. You know what that occasion is? This is the suit in which I'll be buried. But when you hear I'm dead, I don't want you to immediately remember the suit I'm wearing. I want you to remember this. I not only know who I am, I also know where I'm going." You see, Dr. Graham knows the Good Shepherd and is claiming the promise, nothing will snatch him from the hand of Jesus Christ. I heard it said one time that shepherds say that sheep that have spent the summer in the high country and are on their way back to the shepherd's fold anticipate their homecoming. Even though they have to go through difficult terrain and sudden storms that make them cold and wet, you can sense in the flock an excitement and enthusiasm as they come nearer and nearer to the shepherd's fold. Well, the same goes for Christians from the flock of Jesus Christ, who know that we will dwell forever in the house of the Lord. Yes, life does have its question marks and scary moments that can cause us anxiety and make us feel insecure. But we have a wonderful shepherd who laid down his life for you, who rose again and lives to walk with you, who knows you and wants to hold you closely in all circumstances. And he promises that no one and nothing can snatch you from his nail-pierced, loving, strong hand. Amen.
Thank you. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, for the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for us, who rose again and promises to lead us all the days of our lives. We thank you for the assurance that, trusting in him, we shall dwell in your house forever. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ the Good Shepherd go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It's our prayer that today's gospel message will bring you peace, joy, and strength for the days to come. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. Or in the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Stephen Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 71st year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.